Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
This column, entitled Procurement Follies, was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because Jim is away. And Jim says, it is procurement month at Papa Ritalo Publications. The mill-related troublesome issues that can be attributed to the purchasing department are myriad and legion. This is not to say that there are not great purchasing agents, but this is a focal point of interaction with outsiders. It can lead to grand levels of loss through misunderstanding, incompetence, and fraud. We'll leave the latter, fraud, for August, when the pulp rats will be back once again to discuss corruption. In the meantime, we'll have plenty to do in the former subjects. I have seen many missteps in all these areas. I want to discuss two issues today, two issues that are critical even before one arrives at the content of purchasing documents. And Jim goes on to say, the first issue is this. Purchasing agents who procure daily consumables, starch, oil, paper chemicals, and so forth, have a totally different mindset from purchasing agents who procure for capital projects. It is simply different work. Purchasing daily consumables is routine, for usually the same suppliers are dealt with over a long period of time, and the relationship with each supplier involves the same people over and over. The suppliers also know to have a bit of this and that tucked away conveniently close to the mill to cover any miscalculations and to avoid running out. Usually, little expediting is required, and the mill naturally gravitates to suppliers that will keep them running. Shut the mill down once, supplier, and see how long it will take to kick you off the site.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Construction procurement is completely different. On a construction project of any decent size, it is likely that the mill will be working with at least some suppliers with which they are not familiar. Hence, everyone has to become familiar with and comfortable with a mutually agreed set of terms and conditions. Carriers may be unfamiliar, and equipment may be procured from literally anywhere on the globe. Customs clearance may be a problem. Expediting is a particular problem, and expediting must be proactive weeks ahead of when items are needed. One cannot just look out the door, notice that something has not arrived on time, and then start asking questions. Expediting has to be done on the entire schedule: engineering, manufacturing, transporting. starting the day the purchase order is signed. Untimely deliveries can cost the project millions of dollars. Federal Express has created an entire division to handle problems in this area. They call it Custom Critical, a great name if I have to say so myself, and out on the interstates in the U.S., you can often see these Custom Critical trucks zipping along. They are very distinctive and have sleeper cabs designed for two drivers. They do not stop until the mission is completed. The other issue I want to bring to your attention this week is doing procurement from multiple sites. This is a no-no, especially on construction projects. I recently encountered a situation where procurement up to a certain arbitrary dollar figure was done on the mill site, and above that arbitrary figure was done at a shared services site. There was no good reason for this, and it contributed to a disaster of the highest order. Why? There is no dollar-defining amount as to what is important and not important in a construction project. No doubt all the million-dollar widgets are necessary for startup, but so are some of the $5,000 ones. It all has to be brought together in a manner similar to a conductor directing an orchestra. The only way it can be done on two sites is that a high-level manager is at one site and all the real work is done at the other. And yes, even in this day of the Internet, this is true. Purchasing agents need to sit together and talk to each other on construction projects. What do you think? Did I miss anything? Please take our quiz online this week and let us know your thoughts. And, of course, you will have standard safety language covering a broad scope of safety issues in all your procurement documents, won't you? Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how plus our know-how will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Steve Roush, reading it for Jim. And the title of this column is Inspect Inspections. And here's what Jim has to say about Inspect Inspections. If you are buying inspection services, make sure you are getting them. I was in a facility once where I saw what happens when these things go wrong. This facility had some high-priced instrumentation for which they had an annual inspection contract. It just so happened that I was very familiar with one piece of instrumentation that was on this inspection cycle, and I was standing beside it when the inspector came by. I knew every flaw this instrument currently suffered. The inspector's entire activity, as I observed it, was to take off last year's inspection sticker and put on this year's. As he began to walk away, I challenged him on his quote-unquote inspection. I told him everything I knew what was wrong with this instrument. He told me his company's contract was such that he only had time to change inspection stickers. This gentleman's company, the one with the inspection contract, is a very famous megacorporation. They are allegedly heavily involved in Six Sigma and other buzzword quality programs, yet they get themselves entangled in contracts such as this. There are several important points here. We will start with contract negotiations. It is obvious from this example that you must not take your negotiations to such a level that the supplier cannot do anything. In other words, do not get so cheap that you will receive no services. A second point is to make sure you have a qualified inspector. I am not saying this inspector was not qualified, but he was certainly unethical in my book. I would ask for 5 resumes to approve and only let 1 of the 5 approved inspectors on site. Write this into the contract. And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column. When writing a contract, agree on an inspection protocol. Exactly what will be done by the inspector? What will be the course of action if the inspector finds defects? Who buys replacement parts, and from whom do they buy them? How long will the item being inspected be out of service? Who pays for additional downtime? There needs to be a special method for your mill's own people to spot check the inspections, unless you plan on having someone follow the inspector around, which is not a bad idea. Quality checks on the inspector's work may well be worth it. There are many questions to be asked, and they are all important. You have 2 choices. Do inspections correctly, or do them the way I observed. The way I observed will no doubt save you money in the short term, but heaven help you if you get caught due to a failure. I hope you are having your safety equipment inspected regularly, especially fire extinguishers, Scott air packs, and vessel sniffers. These are short-term life and death matters and should not be fooled with under any circumstances. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
This Snip Impressions column was written by Jim Thompson. My name is Steve Rausch, and I'll be reading it for Jim. And the title of this week's column is Preparing for Your Personal Buyout Day. And here's what Jim has to say about that. I have spent a lot of time talking to investment bankers. Their interest is in buying into deals, looking at bankrupt companies for possible purchase, and so forth. In short, they are looking for nuggets in the pulp and paper industry. Such are the fortunes of a mature industry. If you have been located in a mill or headquarters for some period of time, you may have already seen some company names and logos come and go while you personally occupied the same space. Observing colleagues in the industry, I have noticed a number of behaviors that could use some improvement to the benefit of the persons whose careers may be affected. Fallacy number 1. This is the global concept that the new owners are not knowledgeable of the industry and intend to be quote-unquote caretakers, leaving the business to run as it has been run in the past. Now, why would they do that? First off, they are the owners. They get to make the decisions. Secondly, if the business was so great before, why was it for sale or why was it in bankruptcy? There are going to be changes. Here's fallacy number two. Many people seem to think that they have some sort of implied contract. It goes something like this. When I came here, they told me this position is indispensable and vital to the operation of the business. This is an implied contract. It means nothing to the new owners. The position you may hold may really be indispensable in some scheme of things, but that doesn't keep them from making a mistake and eliminating it and you. Fallacy number three. You have such a big ego that you think the place cannot run without you. You have been there so long, know so much of the details of the inner workings that, not your position, but you in particular, are indispensable. Wake up. No one is indispensable. And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column. Fallacy number four, quote, it is a relief that XYZ company is going to buy us. Their executive vice president is a good friend of mine, end of quote. If the executive vice president is doing his or her fiduciary duty, he or she will evaluate everything in cold, hard business terms. It could be that your friendship with this person only means that he or she will call you up to personally fire you instead of having some underling do it. Fallacy number five. The first couple of years of new ownership have gone by with little change. Things must be stable. Consider this. The new owners may be taking a longer view, gathering data, and then deciding what to do. I would be surprised if stability, if it ever comes, occurs less than 5 years after a change in ownership. Fallacy number six, quote, we've gone through three owners here in my career. Nothing ever changes. End of quote. It just may be the owner number four is going to be that make the changes. Owners are not alike. The behavior of one has nothing to do with the behavior of another. Fallacy number seven. You are so clueless as to the culture problems, technical problems, and marketing problems at your facility that it never occurs to you that anything could change. You are in for a rude awakening. So, how do you get ready for an ownership change? Be brutally honest with yourself as to the viability of your facility, your position, and yourself. Always keep your resume up to date. When should you start preparing for an ownership change? Answer, the day you started working at the facility that's currently employing you. You should always be prepared for an ownership change. There is one area that should never change, and you know what that is, safety. Safety is worth standing up for and defending, regardless of the owner of your company. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Many companies have inventory that they cannot use or cannot count on selling anytime soon. If your company is one of these, that excess or useless inventory is costing you money by tying up storage space, and worse, it is tying up your money. Money that is decreasing in purchasing value. Old inventory is holding your company back from greater opportunities and new ventures. So how can you recover more money out of your excess inventory? A great answer is Stockpiles, a marketplace that connects buyers and sellers. Stockpiles lets you list your for-sale products and materials on its website free of charge, and you control your selling price. Let Stockpiles help you free up your money. Give them a call at 859-445-4920 or visit their website at www.siderolls.com.
This Snip Impressions column was written by Jim Thompson. My name is Steve Roush, and I will be reading the column for him, which is entitled, Do You Feel Like Somebody's Watching You? They are. And here's what Jim has to say about that. Do you have trouble getting subordinates to do what you want them to do? There can be many reasons for this, but one of the most common is that you are not doing what you want them to do. I recall a time that I telephoned a certain company, a small supplier to the industry, about 9 o'clock in the morning. A pleasant woman answered the phone. I would like to speak to John Henry, not his real name, I said, whom I knew to be the owner. She responded that he was not in. I asked, Can you tell me when you expect him back? The pleasant woman turned icy. She said, He's the owner. He comes and goes as he pleases and answers to no one. Wow, did I hit a sore button. The truth is, owner or not, your subordinates are watching your every move and mimicking your every action, if and when they can get by with it. I worked in a mill one time where a manager, about 10 a.m. every morning, slipped off with a couple of the regular on-site contractors who bought him coffee and pie at the local eatery. His subordinates derisively called it pie time. He was usually gone for about an hour, and then, oops, it's time for lunch. But just let him catch one of his direct reports goofing off. Ultimately, his direct reports got him removed from his position for an unrelated reason. He came very close to being fired, and I'm sure he never really saw the deep-seated cause of their loyalty. Want a clean mill? Clean up your own office first. Want more timely attendance? Make sure you beat the start time and stay beyond quitting time established. Yes, despite your words, your actions will lead, and there is nothing you can do about this. You must be superior in behavior to whatever behavior standards you want from your subordinates. I hate to tell you, but becoming manager did not make things easier, did not bring you a cushier lifestyle, even if you were the owner and were just appointed top dog by mommy or daddy. The best place to lead by example, of course, is safety. You cannot expect anyone who works for you to operate with a better safety habits than your own. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.